Hi, Kevin Barker. I don't know about you, but I thought very, very early in this game tonight, and it was in front of a sellout crowd of 40,619, there was just a different atmosphere at the ballpark. You could tell that it was a game of considerable significance, I think, for the fans that were here, obviously, but as well as the Blue Jays, the Jays winning 5-4 over the New York Yankees, 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590, 590-590, if you want to reach us via text. Folks, if you're in the car, you're not going anywhere. So give us a call, hands-free, always. Mr. Barker, a 5-4 win. Bo scratched early in the game. Springer leaving the game after sustaining some sort of injury sliding into third base. A team that's already shorthanded, becoming more shorthanded as the game went on. But my goodness, Vladdy with those two RBIs. And again, the bottom of the order contributing. Miles Straw, Nathan Lucas again coming through and contributing. And Miles Straw, shout out to Miles Straw for some of the defense that he showed late in the game in particular. Yeah. A good win for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this, right? Having those bats with runners on base is a big deal. You mentioned that the sixth inning, you know, Lucas came in with the pinch hit RBI single. Davis Schneider got it started with the seven-pitch double. Miles Straw with some good at-bats, some good defense in center field in the sixth inning there with the four runs. They had seven at-bats with runners on base, which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then the Vladdy big two-out, two RBI single, right? It's coming in at 98. It's leaving 116. Now, I'm not a huge fan. I always say it about hard hit rate. But that's pretty hard, right? I mean, again, this is the big leagues.
Maybe should that play have been made, do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
Good third baseman should make those plays. It's a little bit to your left. You know, you have good, quick reaction time. But, again, you know, that's not Vladdy's fault. Vladdy's job is to hit the baseball hard. Now, if he's a tick earlier, he hits that thing to the moon. But he wasn't. You know, when you're a little bit late, you're a little bit out and around, your foot's down on time. It looked to me like today he was making a little bit more of a conscious effort to get it started a little sooner, right? Everything starts from the ground up. That thing gets started sooner. Everything else is going to follow. You'll be a little bit more on time when your foot hits the ground. But who cares? I mean, he had three RBIs. I said this on our show today. Without Bo, he's going to have to do something, right? These are the games that you gave him the $500 million for, right? I mean, everybody else against pitching that they're about to see, obviously, today and Rodon, tomorrow, and Max Fried, those are times that Vladdy needs to show up. And Vladdy needs to get the big-time hits, and that's what happened today. Scherzer was good enough. And then you could tell John Schneider, the manager, boy, it was churning on how he's going to get right. It didn't seem like Rodriguez was available or Sandlin was available. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have those two guys, it's about when do you use your two lefties, how are you going to get Green in the game, how are you going to get Hoffman the ball with the lead. You know, you use Fisher when you use Fisher because that's the right pocket. It was a little interesting to see Little coming in behind in the game.
Would you have flipped him and
Flew Hardy? Again, that's an interesting topic, right? I mean, you got to know your pitcher. I mean, it is a very odd time to see because of what Flew Hardy's doing. It's almost like John was thinking, if I can hold the deficit and I know who's coming back around, you know, my top of the lineup's going to get at least a couple more cracks at it. If I can hold the deficit, at least I have a chance to have the big inning. And guess what, Jeff? That's exactly what happened. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, me sitting in the armchair quarterbacking, but man alive, it's like you could tell John was just trying to figure it out. No Rodriguez, how do you get it to Hoffman with the lead? You win a baseball game in one of the biggest series of the year. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, and you know, we'll wait and see what the update is on Max Scherzer. He was the trainer was required, or along with John Schneider, was required to come out before Max Scherzer left the game. He threw that pitch. Oh, who hit the ball before Scherzer came out now? Was it the single to Stanton? And he was flexing his it was in the fifth inning, but he threw a pitch and he flexed his thumb and flexed his hand and kind of straightened it out, almost tensed it out. And once Alejandro Kirk and John Schneider and Jose Minstrel saw that, they were out there, and Max did finish the inning, but we'll need to see what the result was.
It was the Stanton single.
The Stanton single, okay. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. 5-4 of the Blue Jays have taken this first game of this series against the New York Yankees. 307 will be the first pitch tomorrow. The Jays, two games back of the division leading Yankees. Lauren in Simcoe, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Blair and Barker, love the show. Love hearing you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Barker, 2301. It's like what my coach always said. We play together, we win together. And the guys, they play for each other, so they win together. It's, you know, it's a scrappy outfit. Jeff, I had heart palpitations when green time came in. I'm not going to lie. I think we all did. I would love an upgrade over Chad in that position. And I still think we need a bat off the bench. But that place was good tonight. And if Max can pitch, maybe he's our game one in a playoff round.
Yeah, I don't know if I go that far, but I'll tell you what. And again, I want to wait and see what we're always going to have to wait and see the day after with Max. We just are. The thumb is going to be a thing. It's not going away. He said that. It's going to have to be managed. So we'll wait and see every day as to, you know, the impact. But, I mean, come on, 7 strikeouts for Max Scherzer against the New York Yankees. I hate saying this, but there's a way that this team can keep it together if Max Scherzer gives them 5, maybe a little more than 5 innings. I don't think the days of Max pitching 7 innings, frankly, are here again. I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. And as a result of that, yeah, I think the Blue Jays are going to have to make a pitching acquisition at the deadline. I thought Ross Atkins was pretty clear today. They're looking at making a couple of additions. I think that the degree of starting pitching help they get will depend on Max's availability ability to bounce back. I think they need to get a better read on Alec Manoa. The most amazing thing to me out of Ross's news conference today was that they seem to be holding open the possibility of Alec Manoa helping them down the stretch. Now, I don't know how that enters into your equation when you're thinking trades. I think if you've got a chance to get a Merrill Kelly or a Zach Gallen, you're probably going to take that as opposed to gambling and Alec Manoa coming back. And as far as Chad Green goes, the puzzling thing, Kevin, about Chad Green, and we'll talk about Jeff Hoffman as well. Officially, I mean, Chad Green's velocity's up. If his velocity was down and this was happening, you could kind of see it. But it's getting to the point with him. Hopefully Jimmy Garcia's back today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they get Nick Sandlin up to where they can use him on back-to-back days. And that will eliminate a large part of what you see for Chad Green. But I don't know what your confidence level is in him right now, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't think it's a ton. I mean, again, I think John was trying to – the manager was trying to figure out ways to put everybody in the right spot. Right, he didn't want Chad facing the lefty, but it came down to – because of, you know, what a guy in front of him didn't do, he has to bring somebody in sort of in a position that he doesn't want him in. Yeah, when everybody gets back and everybody gets healthy, right, you're looking at Rodriguez and Garcia 6-8 and hopefully turning it over to Hoffman with the lead. That's the perfect scenario. And then you can use whoever you want to use, the Sandlins, the two lefties, Chad Green, whatever you want to use them. I mean, that's perfect scenario. And Chad Green ain't anywhere near right now 7th through the 8th or 9th inning. Like, that's perfect case scenario. For me, I'd love to see the front office go out and sort of get that 8th inning guy to make it or turn it into a 6th inning game or a high school game. Right, I think that's what you're trying to do in a playoff series.
Sooner as opposed to later, in my mind.
Absolutely, that's for me too, right? I mean, power plays, right? Yep. We've had Alex Anthopoulos on many times on our show, and he always says the same thing, right? You want power on both sides of the ball. That plays, right? That's how you get good hitters out late in the season, as you overpower them. So, yeah, I mean, they're doing this with a lot of names, especially in their lineup. And we were talking about this today at the field, sitting in the press box, right? I mean, it's just – the names that they're running out there on an everyday basis, and you look at the 6th inning, that's basically the names that are winning the games.
that the Jays would win a game at the end of June that would pull them to win 2 games of the division lead, and the bottom of the lineup was Barger, Schneider, Straw, Class A, and Wagner. You would have laughed at me.
I would have. And Ernie would be leading off. Now, Ernie, obviously, Ernie never leads off the buzz in the game.
Yeah.
But he was today against the Yankees. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Everybody's pulling in the same direction.
Jeff Hoffman. Clifton, we'll get to you in a minute, but Jeff Hoffman today, Kevin. More effective splitter. Still made it a little... made it a little interesting, but was that a more effective splitter to you?
Yeah, look, to me, I think he had swag. I think that's the difference. Did the split finger look different? Maybe. Was his fastball located? Maybe. I think for me it was the difference. He thought he was good today, and it was the Yankees. Sometimes, you know, it's like that Max trying to control the heart rate because it's the Yankees. You're trying to, you know, sometimes throw it through the catcher instead of to the catcher. I thought Hoffman today was walking around there like he knew he was the ninth inning guy. Last time we'd seen that. Maybe April.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, for me, was the biggest difference. It wasn't so much the split finger.
Clifton in Etobicoke, you're on Blue Jays Talk. Hey, Clifton, what's up, man?
Hey, not a whole lot, fellas. But I thought Hoffman was going to be the eighth-inning guy tonight. I see that, you know, Bellinger, Judge, and Chisholm was due up. But instead, John went with Fluharty, which I got to tell you, man, I love that move. You know how we often say it's hard to, you know, to manage to win and develop guys at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling that, you know, John Schneider has seen something in this young kid, Fluharty, that he really likes. And this would have been a good spot for him to gain some confidence. Because, like he's been in a little, you know, rut right now. And this would have been a good confident booster for him. And I thought that was the reason why John did not go with Hoffman in that spot, instead of, you know, and gave this kid a chance to, you know, to go out and regain some confidence.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Clifton. I mean, look, there will have to be some adjusting of responsibilities once Jimmy Garcia gets back. And again, we are led to believe that will be tomorrow or possibly possibly the day after. Certainly during this series, we expect that he'll be activated off the IL. I kind of agree with Kevin, though. I probably would have flipped him and gone Fluharty and then Little. You know, maybe John. I'm sure John has a reason for it. I mean, I'm sure he does. I mean, I don't think he just pulled it out of his you know what, but. Yeah, I don't know about Mason Fluharty right now, Kevin. I mean, I like what he showed me earlier in the year, and obviously, you know, a left-handed arm like that, a lefty arm like that is going to be important, and I think he'll play an important role for this team. But I almost think if you're John Schneider, Kev, you got to start backing off a little bit, don't you?
His ERA in June is pushing 10. If John would have had a better option in the eighth inning, John would have thrown somebody else.
Yeah, and again, I think the Sandlin thing has a lot to do with this, too. They gave him, what did you say, through 17 pitches, day off, 16 pitches. Today would be a day off. I think a guy coming off an oblique injury, a guy that they foresee throwing a lot of pitches for them, I think they're going to be a little careful with him. John Schneider was asked about Max Scherzer, George Springer, and Bo Bichette. Let's play his answers.
Yeah, thumb was still kind of fatigued and a little bit of an issue. He came out hot. I mean, he was dealing, you know, and I think they kind of caught up to him a little bit there in the fifth. So just wanted to go out and make sure he was all right. He just needed a little bit of time there to kind of catch his breath. So, you know, again, I'll take five innings of Max anytime. You know, he was really, really good. And, you know, kind of set the tone with the way he came out.
Just on Max, moving forward, is this kind of standard, or is there any concern that this could linger into his next prep for his start?
We'll see. You know, coming off a thumb injury, you know, you're gonna monitor it, right? We're gonna do that if he throws 100 pitches, if he throws 70 pitches, whatever it is, we're gonna monitor it every time he goes out there. So just check him out tomorrow. I mean, the next couple days are kind of important, right? So see how he does and kind of go from there.
How's George?
George is okay. George got a knee to the throat, not ideal, and kind of was having a tough time breathing, if you will. So he said he was good. I just wanted to be careful with him. He's fine. He should be good to go tomorrow. And, it was kind of one of those, it's like a catcher getting a ball in the neck. You kind of just lose your breath for a sec.
And Bo?
And Bo, yeah. So weird thing. He was taking ground balls early, and he kind of made a throw from the hole, was back petting a little bit, and actually stepped on a ball that was sitting in the outfield, which is really unlucky. So nothing. Docs checked him out. No tests are planned as of now. And, you know, I think it was good to get him off of his feet today, get some treatment, and we'll see how he comes in tomorrow.
There you go. That is John Schneider, Kevin, with the injury updates. George Springer did indeed. We saw the replay. Took a knee to the to the windpipe, and was having obvious difficulty breathing coming off.
Slide feet
coming
first.
Off the field.
Well, be afraid.
Guys don't do that anymore, man. You got to go in head first. And Bo Bichette, the knee irritation, stepping on a ball. You know, look, I'm not going to bang the drum too much on this. All I'm going to say is Bo Bichette plays every day. That knee had to really be barking for Bo not to be in the lineup today against the Yankees. So fingers crossed in that. And Max Scherzer, it's like we said, man, this is what it's going to be every start. And John is right. He came out hot. He hit 95 today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what the next couple of days bring on for Max Scherzer. The Jays are in the middle of 16 games in 16 days, so it's not as if they have an off day that they can fiddle around with things. But, you know, again, that's the way it's going to be this year with Max Scherzer. Just, you know, wait until he comes in the next day. Max, how's the thumb? It's okay. All right, that's good. That's a good day.
Yeah, I think if the velocity's good, the location on the fastball is good, the secondary stuff will be fine enough. It'll give him a chance.
That curve is still there.
Yeah, I mean, the slider was poo. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's one of his better secondary pitches, and it wasn't great. Arm speed on the changeup was decent enough.
That's the one that Aaron Judge hit to the moon, right? The foul ball?
Well, he was trying. Yeah, that's the cement mixed slider before Jazz hit the other slider to the moon, 0-0 with the two-run homer. Yeah, I mean, that thing wasn't very good. But, you know, John had mentioned there when coming out hot in the fifth inning, he was running out of steam. Just the extension wasn't there. The 10-pitch at bat against Judge you were talking about. I mean, he's emptying the tank on Judge, right? I mean, he's throwing him everything he had. He was trying to get him to roll over stuff. He wanted to get him to swing through it. He wanted him to take something away, which is exactly what happened. Caleb was talking about that on the pregame show. He don't like the ball down and away. That's how you get him out. You could tell that's where he was trying to throw it. It just wouldn't go there. But John's right. You'll take the five innings from him handing the ball to John and giving the lineup a chance to win a game, and that's exactly what happened.
We have a couple of folks that reached out to us on the text line, 595-90, Liz from Toronto. Nathan Lucas needs to play every game. Would you agree? Well, it kind of almost sort of is. I mean, when Dalton Varsho gets back, the Jays will have a decision to make on their outfielders. And quite frankly, you know, off the top of my head, I'm okay having Nathan Lucas and Miles Straw as my backup guys. You know, I mean, Will Wagner, Alan Roden, you know, Davis Schneider, take him or leave him. But Nathan Lucas is – look, Nathan Lucas – Buck Martinez talking about Nathan Lucas 3 years ago in spring training and just talking about – and you said the same thing, the ability to give you a professional at-bat when you need it.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple approach. Now, again, you know, big pitcher, he does have some issues sometimes with high velocity. There's a lot of high velocity late in games, right? I mean, John's trying to hide him from that. He's trying to keep him from getting higher octane velocity. You know, today he saw some. He hit the other way. That was the sinker up and away, which was a good at-bat. You're talking about that professional at-bat. It's simple. John knows what he's going to get every day, right? I mean, he's not going to chase a ton because his eyes rarely move. That allows him to not chase and sort of get the ball in the zone, keep the barrel in the zone a little bit longer. He hits the ball the other way. I think that hitting the ball the other way is more about lack of bat speed than it is actually trying to go over there. But, yeah, playing every day might be a little strong. I mean, when everybody's back and healthy, he's a good option to give guys days off because he can play all three outfield positions. He can play center, which is a big deal. He runs decent routes. He is the cutoff guy. You know, maybe he'll run into a mistake occasionally. I like him. I mean, I like him on my team as the 25th, 26th guy. If you run him out there every single day, he might look not like the 25th or 26th guy, which is not what you want.
The Blue Jays have pulled within two games of the New York Yankees with this 5-4 win tonight. Let's take a break and come back and look at the other games in the AL East tonight with our Bet 365 standings update. It's Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
crowd was great, man. I mean, it kind of, you know, you look up and you get, you know, Max coming out the way he did and the place is full. It felt like a very meaningful baseball game. And that's a really good feeling to have. It is June. It'll be July tomorrow. And tomorrow's a big day for us as a team and as a country. But I'm sure it'll be fun again tomorrow. But it's another tough pitcher in Creed. And you got to do it again. But today's atmosphere was pretty damn cool.
That is John Schneider, the manager of the victorious Toronto Blue Jays, who have beaten the New York Yankees 5-4 in the first game of this four-game series. Tomorrow will be a special day. It will be Canada Day. First pitch will be at 3:07. It'll be Max Fried on the mound against Kevin Gausman. Probably not a bad idea to win tonight, Kevin.
I just do what you did. Do what you did tonight, tomorrow.
Yes.
Is
that's
that
probably
that,
the best? Yeah, that's the best
that's
way
what
to put
I said.
It. Yeah. 25 against 1. Time now.
What about the last guy?
I don't know. 26. Time now for the Bet365 standings update. You can download the Bet365 app for today's baseball odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 19 plus. Play responsibly. Ontario only. Kevin Barker, have you ever hit a grand slam in a game?
Yes.
Have you ever hit an inside the park homer in a game?
College.
Have you done it in the same game?
No.
Well, Willier Abreu did that tonight as the Red Sox beat the Cincinnati Reds 13-6. The Baltimore Orioles, they beat the Texas Rangers 3-2. And the Oakland Athletics did the Jays a solid. Oh, Sacramento, the Athletics, not what? Oakland, hey. Did the Jays a solid, beating Tampa Bay 6-4. So, as we look at the AL East standings, it has tightened up considerably. Texas has just tied up that game with Baltimore, by the way, in the eighth inning. The Yankees are 48-36. Tampa Bay, they are 47-38. They're 1.5 games back. The Jays are 2 back. Tampa Bay's 3 up in the wild card. Jays 2.5 up in the wild card. Boston is 42-44. The Baltimore Orioles are 36-47. And that's where we are with 3 more games left against the Yankees. And a division that, you know, one. At one time, we've been talking about sort of how poor the American League has been. The American League East is kind of tightening it up a bit, and it's not necessarily just poor baseball. Tampa Bay's got it going on right now. So do the Blue Jays, and the Yankees are still, you know, the Yankees are still a pretty decent team. So I think maybe we will need to adjust our thinking a little bit about the AL East at least.
There you go.
This year. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Brendan in Edmonton, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to make a comment on the job Ernie Clement has done for this team. Just really filling in any role that he's given. They say bat up in the order. He has the same approach when he's hitting first or second as when he's hitting fifth or sixth or seventh, wherever they put him, he seems to thrive. And I've really been impressed by what Braden Fisher has done, mm-hmm. especially today. Like striking out three batters. I know like the bottom of the Yankees lineup may not be the best hitters that they have on their team, but Jason Dominguez is a pretty good prospect and he made him look kind of silly just whiffing on that slider down in the strike zone. His breaking ball seems to have a lot of movement on it that guys aren't picking up the spin on it. I don't know. I think they got something there with him going forward. You wonder what this bullpen will look like when Jimmy Garcia comes back. But for me, I had a question. Like, what do they do with Alek Manoah when he comes back? Do they want to put him in a starting position or – is it more advantageous for them to go after a starting pitcher and put Alek Manoah as a leverage long relief man, like a guy who can go out there, give you two innings, and just shut the door against the opposition? Kind of do what they did with Aaron Sanchez in 2015, where they put him into the bullpen after he came back from his injury and really just was that shutdown eighth inning guy for the Jays.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. That's an interesting thought. I mean, given the fact that Alek Manoah is coming off an arm injury, I'm I'm not certain you'd want to get too creative with them. Listen, I think it's very clear. You add another starting pitcher. We've talked about this. You've got three guys. Your top three guys in this rotation have just pitched a ton of innings. And there's been a little bit of inconsistency this year from Kevin Gausman and Chris Bassett. Chris Bassett's road splits, home and road splits, I think would might create an issue as you get closer to the postseason. So if I'm the Jays, I go out and try to add that starting pitcher. Money is clearly not an issue with this organization. And then if Alek Manoah comes back, I kind of cross that bridge when I come to it. Maybe I just give him a couple of starts, and if I'm in a good enough position, I say thanks for that, and come back next year. But I don't know. I kind of got the impression from hearing Ross Atkins talk, they'd like to see that happen, Kevin, but I don't think it's going to prevent them from doing what they have to do. Like, if they can make a deal for Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly or pick a starter, I would think if the deal made sense, they would probably go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I would think it would be more about the big three in the rotation than anybody else, right? You're trying to keep them healthy. You want to get them as much rest as possible. If Alek Manoah could be that sixth man in a rotation, if you felt comfortable enough in him doing that, absolutely. But if not, I mean, I think he's going to have to earn his way.
All right, let's wrap this up by hearing from Max Scherzer. We talked about the thumb injury. He left the game, managed to complete his outing, left the game with some thumb discomfort. Let's hear what Max Scherzer said about that after the game.
Schneider said at some point the thumb may have been bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
At what point, and then did you just want to finish off that inning before you left the ball game?
Yeah, I could really tell the fatigue was starting to set in there in the fifth. The thumb was an issue. It was starting to leak into the forearm. I could start feeling tightness in the forearm. So, that's why I called Kirky out to try to give it a minute, to try to breathe, try to reset it. Give as much time to kind of recover and, hopefully make, one last pitch there to DJ. And, after that, I knew I was done. I knew I kind of reached my limit on where I was at. And it's just frustrating. I'm still dealing with this, still managing it, and hopefully I can come back and recover well tomorrow.
Well, there you go, Kevin. That's kind of where we are with Max Scherzer. That's probably where we're going to be, at least in the immediate future.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't know about you, but
yeah, I'm too.
I'm okay with the five and giving the team a chance to win the baseball game. That's all you can ask for.
Absolutely. 5-4. The Blue Jays did indeed win this game in front of a sellout crowd. Almost a bit of a playoff atmosphere tonight. 40,619. 3:07 will be the first pitch tomorrow on Canada Day. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Yarmouth and Middleton, Nova Scotia. Crown is proud to be Canadian-owned and operated since 1986, so protect your vehicle from rust today at your local Crown Rust Control Center, or you can visit crown.com. Crown, Canada's number one rust protection.